You're listening to Consider This, episode 36, for April 4th, 2013.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever, wherever, and whoever you are either very lost, or you've found what you're looking for, a 10-minute or less conservative take on the events of the day, coming to you on a semi-irregular basis. That's right, this is Consider This. And that would make me your host, Doug Payton, here to guide you through ways of considering the issues that you might not have thought of before. If you'd like to join in the conversation, email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com to let me know what you think about these topics. Even better, call 267-CALL-CT0 for the 24-hour feedback line, which will ensure that your name is pronounced correctly. Don't want to call long distance? Well, come to the website at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com and click on the Call Me graphic. Then the feedback line will call you for free, and it'll play my message and then beep for yours. That's CT as in California taxing. Marriage Equality, National Fiscal Capability Month, and another California city goes under. That's coming up. Don't forget you can help support the Consider This podcast by using my Amazon affiliate link on the website. Every little bit helps, and you pay the same price. Can't go wrong. When the Supreme Court took up two cases regarding same-sex marriage recently, Facebook lit up with red equal signs of people proclaiming their support for what they call marriage equality. And that's how I've heard the debate framed by supporters for years as an issue of equality. One group gets to do something that another group doesn't. Where's the sense of fairness of everyone being equal under the law? Well, to understand the underlying problem here, let's take two other areas where one could demand equality. Let's look at voting and driving. Are you for voting equality and driving equality? Should some voting or driving laws be different for different people? Or not even available at all to some? Let's take a group of people I'll call blind people. Now, should they have both voting and driving equality? I'm going to hazard a guess that you said yes to the first, to voting, but no to driving. I don't need to be a mind reader to get that one right. But equality! What about equality? Shouldn't we really be taking this to the streets and demanding the Supreme Court rule on driving equality for the blind? No, of course we shouldn't. But why equality for one thing and not another? Stephen Smith, a professor of law at the University of San Diego, wrote an article using this example of why we treat the two situations differently.
That is because an ability to see is not a relevant qualification for voting, but it is a relevant qualification for driving. We know this, though, not by applying the idea of equality, but rather by thinking about the nature of voting and the nature of driving. Probably, there is no disagreement about these particular conclusions. But if you did happen to encounter a good faith disagreement, you would not be saying anything helpful if you thumped the table and declared that blind people should be treated equally. You would only be begging the question.
You can't drive if you're blind, or under a certain age, or haven't taken a driving test. Heck, you can't vote if you're a felon, or under a certain age, or mentally incompetent. So even with voting, there are inequalities. And therefore, just demanding marriage equality, without considering the nature of marriage, is useless. And so what then is the nature of marriage? Well, that's the next logical question and something I'll be taking up in a subsequent episode. Until then, I have another link in the show notes to a rather lengthy paper by the Heritage Foundation on what marriage is, why it matters, and the consequences of redefining it. I'll be pulling points from it for when I tackle the subject later on. You may want to take a look at it, and perhaps write or call with your thoughts to be included in the episode. But this foundation of the issue of equality needs to be laid first. Suffice to say, for now, that just spouting equality with your fashionable red equal sign doesn't really mean much. It's not an argument. It's not a reason. It's just a slogan. CNS News reports that President Obama has proclaimed April 2013 National Financial Capability Month, during which his administration will do things such as teach young people how to budget responsibly. I call upon all Americans to observe this month with programs and activities to improve their understanding of financial principles and practices. My administration is dedicated to help people make sound decisions in the marketplace. Okay, way, way back in July on episode 7, I noted how San Bernardino, California became the third city in that state just that month to file for bankruptcy. Today's California city going under is Stockton, a larger city than San Bernardino, and in fact, the largest city so far to go bankrupt. The mayor claims they've cut services to the bone, and the biggest cost to them now is government pensions, which is a promise that they made that they now have to keep. Here's the last paragraph of one story.
By 2009, Stockton had accumulated nearly $1 billion in debt on civic improvements, money owed to pay pension contributions, and the most generous health care benefit in the state, coverage for life for all retirees plus a dependent, no matter how long they had worked for the city.
All very, very nice, until you have to, you know, pay for it. Yes, you need to be careful about making promises that you must pay in the future. Oh, and Obamacare proponents would be wise to take note of that, too. So then, are you willing to take lessons on budgeting from an administration that has increased our debt by about $6 or $7 trillion? What other lessons can be learned by the constant drum of bankruptcy of cities in a rather blue state? And are you in favor of driving equality? And if not, does that make you a blindophobe? More to the point, what do you think is the nature of marriage that it either allows for or excludes same-sex couples? Give me a call at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. You can also leave a comment on the show notes at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. You'll also find the links to all the items I referred to today, including the Heritage Report. Yeah, it's long, but it has a good synopsis of its points right at the top. And if you find any of them interesting, you can just jump down to that section. I'd really like to hear from you. So until next time, keep an eye on Twitter and Facebook for interesting information between podcasts. Sorry to both of you who have me circled on Google+. I'll try to do better. But hey, if you can get others to follow me there, it'll be more incentive to post there. And more of us can then consider this.